Roll up the Mari, no farm my bad energy me carry. Me thoughts the life in the darkest nights me have it. A sharpen knife me cutting through with these. Right, so this try to beat like capital steez.
Alright guys, so now me, so Andy and Matt went to the chicken shop today. None of us were really that hungry, but me and Matt decided to get a quarter chicken and chips pack to share. And we were like, it was pretty fucking good. We're like halfway through it, and Andy goes, "Oh, that looks pretty good. Can I have some of that?" We're like, "What the fuck, mate?" Like, nah, this is just for us. Episode 13. Welcome back.
Oh, oh my god, and that was amazing.
That was heaps good.
Let me just hit a G string here. Oh, hi.
That's a chord.
That's a G chord.
A G string, yeah.
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 That's my guitar. Don't break it.
No, I take very good care of your items, Ed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See.
I've got your knickers hanging up.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got your G-string somewhere.
He's got
Yeah. Nah, they're in the top drawer. Don't worry about it.
All right, see. Oh, wait, can I just say something?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Nah, sorry.
No offense.
You want some of that D?
No, but you're not very good at guitar.
Oh, my God.
No, I said no offense.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't be offended. You said no offense.
Oh, it's all right. I'll have a teary later. I'll have a cry.
That means stop playing.
I don't think you got the fucking hint. I found a box of condoms the other day.
Bullshit, really?
Yep.
Where?
Fuck.
In a special box. And I, you know,
were they expired?
Was it yours?
It was the first box of condoms I've ever bought.
Yeah. It was yours?
Yeah.
Expired.
I mean, like, I found one in my room.
Not
on the street.
Oh, I was going to...
Sorry.
Wait. When did you buy these first box of condoms?
In...
Fuck.
6, 7 years ago?
6, 7 years ago.
I should read the package to see what you... Oh, no, that's the expiry.
How do you keep a whole box of condoms?
No, not a whole box. There's a... Yeah, maybe one. Whole box. Maybe
one. Oh, you used a couple of them?
Yeah, maybe.
You wanted them?
Some of them spilt and I lost them.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. I go and there's 9 in there. Like, oh, shit. It's a 10 pack.
What have you done with them? You still use them?
Yeah, like, I'll get them out and then blow them up as balloons.
Yeah, sick. You know those condoms expire?
Nah, that's a myth. Kids,
that's a myth.
Condoms do not expire.
I don't think they do.
What's the expiry date on them then?
9 months.
9 months? Yeah. I think that's when you're asking for trouble. 9 months.
Shit.
But yeah, I don't know. I just thought of that because I go through stuff now because we have this podcast. I just think like... I have to, like, remember things to talk about.
Yeah, you kind of think, like, what's going on?
Sometimes it's hard to remember.
You keep on top of things, man. And now that you and me moved out of home, we've been living with old mums, old dads, and now we're in a new joint. Like, we kind of got to fend for ourselves a little bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Fuck, I tell you what, it's fucking tough, you know?
Is it?
Oh, Ed.
Can I ask you what it's like living with your brother?
Oh.
What do you mean? I lived with him for years.
I know you've
lived with him for years. The hardest thing is deciding what we're going to get on Uber Eats.
Get on the weekend.
You got to wash your clothes. You got to.
But the thing is, you got to
wash your clothes, and someone else's clothes are already in the washing machine, and you're like, oh my god. But you know what the biggest. The biggest trauma here that we have is we've got a clothesline outside and it is so fucked.
Yeah.
It doesn't dry your clothes.
It's because it's surrounded by trees.
Oh, it's fucked. Yeah. We need to get a new one because the one we've got now does not dry your clothes. It's outside.
You need to get rid of the trees.
No, fuck off.
It's stuck.
The clothesline's fine. It's the clothesline isn't the problem that doesn't dry your clothes.
Yeah.
No. Wrong.
Well,
what are you talking about? I had my clothes out here outside on the washing line. Literally everything from my wardrobe except for the clothes that are on my body out on the wardrobe at 9 a.m. 10 o'clock tonight, dark, raining.
Yeah.
All the clothes are satched. The clothesline is fucked. We need a new clothesline.
Makes the clothes more wet.
How can you blame the clothesline for not drying your clothes?
Because surely every time you hang your clothes out, they don't get dry within a day.
Surely it's the weather,
nah.
Not the clothes. I don't know where this logic is coming from. The clothesline. We just need a dryer. You just put your clothesline over the clothesline doesn't warm up and heat your clothes and dry your
Ed,
clothes.
Ed, it should. Dryer. Ed, you don't live here. Our clothesline outside is fucked. We need a new one.
Sorry, I don't have a clothesline. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, sweet. We need a new clothesline.
Anyways.
The clothesline we've got, it's fucked. We need a new clothesline.
Is that why living with Matt is hard? Because your clothes don't dry.
Yeah, because he's got the clothes horse.
That's fine living with him. It's our roommates. That's the trouble.
Yeah. But, like, you guys are, like, with each other, like, almost 24-7 because you guys work with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys don't get sick of each other.
Oh.
I mean.
I don't get sick of Matt, but I can tell Matt gets sick of me.
No.
Yes,
really.
You do. Yeah. Not really.
Well, can you blame me, Ed? Thanks.
Just blame me a clothesline. That's fucking fun. Anyways.
No, living together is fine. It's easier, really. I'd rather live with family than, like,
yeah,
strangers.
Yeah, I live with Jesse.
Fuck that.
That's no shit.
Oh. I mean, it's great. Today was actually really good because we had all those meetings this morning, right?
Band
meetings.
That he didn't
band
come
meeting,
to.
Label. You know why he didn't come to? And he's got a good excuse. He cleaned the whole house.
He shouldn't
this
have
morning.
An excuse. That's not.
Well, I mean, he cleaned the whole house this morning, and I couldn't, like, tell him, oh, you got to.
Yeah,
jump
but I don't benefit
meetings.
From that.
I do, and it's good for him, because if I'm not doing it, then someone else has to do it, because and Jesse's doing it. Like, that's a huge
yeah,
surprise.
That's great. I'm yeah, great. Yeah. He's becoming yeah. a man and cleaning. Yeah.
I could just imagine Jesse on the old vacuum cleaner going,
some slow jazz.
Yeah. It's exactly what it's like.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah. I guess he has like one. Yeah.
Whatever. It's torture when I got a vacuum torture when do your washing. Think we needed some sort of dishes
so,
away.
Speaking of,
he's coming to move in here actually.
I don't think he Jesus.
Is. I think he is.
I don't think
he's is. Very determined.
Well, yeah, no. He's gonna have to. It's majority rules from.
No, like apparently it's this room that is.
Oh yeah,
occupying.
this is Jesse's.
This is
room,
the podcast room's gonna be the old.
So guys, you decide. Jesse lives here or no more podcast.
Surely we keep doing the podcast.
No, Jesse
we'll
lives
do,
here.
This is the potty room.
We'll just
done
do
two
Jesse lives here and is on the podcast.
We'll just do it in the room because fucking he's do gonna not. Be in here. Maybe he'll be on a podcast sleeping in his bed while we're doing the podcast.
I doubt that.
No.
Remember the skit we were gonna do last episode?
Yeah, we didn't end up doing that, eh?
We ran out of drugs.
Ran out of drugs in time.
Fuck off. What sort of drugs did you have?
None, obviously.
Yeah, we didn't do this.
Hang on, you said you ran out. What was I missing out on?
Just the JFU number 12. It's a phenomenon.
Oh, shit.
The first threesome. This is the second one now.
Second threesome.
How do you get this?
You got to hold it, grip it, twist it.
Don't, you're going to pull it out.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Stroke it. Bite dinner first.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Kiss it. Kiss it. Sorry.
I would if they weren't hearing your cable rattle around.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't hear nothing.
Can you just go shunk?
Turn it off. Should I go through the questions again?
What do you mean again?
Again? Oh, this is the first time. Oi.
What's made you feel most wholesome this week, Ash? I'm a fucking
Ash. Oh, jeez.
Ed.
Wait, we just got a message from Paige saying, because I posted a photo of the table saying, like, and someone said, if this is the complete Beanie Kids set that you boys have, I'm sad for you.
Of course it is.
That's not funny.
We're a fucking rock band.
Well, it is. And
is
all
that it? Don't you have more?
We used to.
No, I've got a reply to that. If you've never had to move house before, and you've never gone through a fucking
this is about the sacrifice.
Household fucking crisis, then yeah, you'd probably have like a million Beanie Kids.
It's not the word I was thinking of.
Maybe not crisis, but look, when I was a young child, I had a fucking million of these things.
A million.
Went through a divorce.
Put the
they're all fucking
mic
gone.
Stand out of your
How
head.
Old were you when you were married?
No, out of your head.
Oh, mate, I hope I'm not never at age to be married.
What are you guys doing?
I was going to say, but his mic stands in front of his face, that's all.
Oh.
Matt's trying to...
No, he's all right, I think.
Alright, all good.
Yeah, anyway, you've got a lot of beating kids if you've never had to move house.
Yeah, no,
I reckon.
You, I've never had any beanie kids.
Unless you keep them.
Look, I had a million beanie kids. I had a million of these fucking little fuckers. And then, you know what? We had to move house, and
you lost half of them. They just ran away.
Yeah, they end up in the bin because of.
I feel like these are the good ones. Anyway,
I think so.
We're all each of our house members.
Yeah. I had the little pirate guy. I remember this guy from way back, young times. Probably 1990.
The giraffe is obviously Ash.
Yeah.
Because he's got that onesie.
Yeah, let's see if Ed can pick it out.
That's one. That one's you.
Yeah.
That's definitely you.
Yes. I knew it.
And then I reckon that one's Andy and that's Jacob, the monkey. Is that a monkey?
Karate.
I can't see the face.
No, that's the other way. Oh, the karate. Andy used to do.
So Andy's karate and then Jacob's the yellow clown.
Circus freak.
Who is this?
Me.
I can't see it.
The pirate.
Oh, it's the pirate. Yeah. Definitely looks like you. He reminds me of that from the back, you know that little character from Futurama? The one that poops black matter?
No.
You don't know that?
No, sorry.
I reacted like I did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're talking about.
Different childhoods, different minds.
Yeah, no future. Same income. In our household.
Same.
More like Family Guy.
Same income.
guys, how's the weather been?
Fucking shit.
Fucked, man. I had my whole fucking, I had my whole fucking wardrobe, everything, except for everything that was on my body.
This is what happened.
And
this is what happened. Me and Andy were having a smoke outside. I'm like, I could hear this like water drip. I'm like, is it raining? Sounds like it's raining. And he goes, yeah, it is raining. He goes like quiet for like a minute. He's like, oh, fuck, it's raining. My clothes are on the fucking line.
Yeah, no shit. And I've never loaded that clothesline up as hardcore as I had today. And then I even checked the weather app. I even checked the fucking weather app. And the weather app said no rain until 11 o'clock tonight. Me and Ed go outside for a cigarette. Ed goes, is it fucking raining?
I said, light shit.
Yeah, it's trying to. And then I go, oh my God, it's fucking raining. I said, fucking bullshit. The fucking weather wrap still wasn't raining till 11 o'clock tonight. I look at my phone, it's fucking 11:30, eh?
It wasn't. It's not even 11:30 now.
I made a mad hop.
It's 11:30 now. That conversation happened like 2 hours ago.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways, it's not the weather that got your clothes wet. It's a clothesline.
It's a broken clothesline. Yeah, it's the non-heating clothesline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like this clothesline's fucking twisted. It never dries your clothes. Put your clothes up there on a Friday. You check them on a Sunday arvo. They're fucking wet.
Well, by the way, you told the story. They probably got rained on.
Well, you know, nah. No, it's the clothesline, man. We need a new clothesline.
Fuck. I don't know.
No, like right. You don't sweat.
We're just going to get a dryer, so you fuck the clothesline. You just say,
nah, yeah.
Fuck the clothesline. It's 2021.
Yeah, fuck the clothesline.
They made dryers for a reason.
I use a dryer and it squeaks like fuck all the time.
Make sure you clean the little fucking lint thingy out of it.
Out of it. It's fucked. It's
dry. Does it dry your clothes?
So fucked. Huh?
Does it dry your clothes?
Yeah, it dries my clothes.
Well, there you fucking go.
Yeah.
It squeak all at once.
Yeah, I know.
Squeaky dryer, no dryer. I'd have a squeaky dryer. Can I borrow your dryer? Oi, do you reckon you could bring it around?
No.
Just bring it around on a Sunday arvo.
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Come on, Ed.
No.
Be a bro for the boys.
Nah.
Come on.
No, maybe Jess can bring it over when he moves in, but I am not giving you the dryer.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
I feel very
I'm going back to the old band house, mate.
Filled with dark memories.
The stomping grounds.
Dark memories.
Yeah, terrible. Nah, it'd be great. I would just be around the road. Around the corner.
Around the road.
Around the road. Around the roundabout. No, I'd be around the road. That means I can fucking go and party and then walk back home in my comfy. You know, I've never stayed here one night.
Bullshit. Have you not?
I can't. I can't do it.
Not what do you mean? I just can't do it.
I just feel like I just cannot.
Why?
I took mushrooms one night here. I'm just like, I can't stay here. If I stay here, I'm going to feel really shit in the morning. For some reason, that was just in my head. Like, I got to go home. I got to go home and sleep in my bed, wake up, feel better, come back the next day if I have to. But
we could have a cuddle.
Nah.
That'd be all right.
No, I can't.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. I mean,
there's plenty of room.
There's room. I know I could have slept. I could have slept on the couch where I was laying.
You'd feel all right.
Jesse doesn't mind staying here. I feel like
Jesse
he stays
does
here
not mind staying here.
More than Jesse you stay stays here all the time.
Yeah. I get up in the morning and go, oh, fuck me. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince would go down a massive treat right now. Go out in the lounge room. Guess who's taking up the fucking main couch? Oh, there's a little old Jesse.
Jesse
just fucking sprawled.
With his fucking papers and he just has so much mess with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's fucked. It comes with him.
He
cleans it up, though.
I know. No, he doesn't. I find papers.
Not saying Jesse
around
wouldn't mind a bit of a Half-Blood Prince session. Just the fact that he's passed the fuck out,
yeah, and it's midday.
Yeah. But that's all right. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
fine. You know.
It's not.
He's not bad behind a guitar. Pretty fucked behind a drum set. But, you know, you get that. You get that from the boys to boys.
Kaka ka, kiki ki.
No, I can't. Yeah. I don't know why. I can't stay here.
Can I?
Good.
I feel like there's got to be one of us to not go through it.
Gareth hasn't stayed here.
I think I'm offended.
Yeah, but he doesn't
he doesn't stay anywhere.
He isn't doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just give a shout out to all the people that do covers of our songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fucking sick,
that's
man.
That's awesome.
They're
pretty
love
crazy.
It. I love it.
I think you know we're doing something good when people are singing covers of our songs.
It's not even that, man. I just find it fucking wicked when someone's just belting out our song.
Well, that's
on
what
their
I,
back
that's
balcony.
Exactly what I said, just in a different way.
Wouldn't you? Really?
Yeah, I think
he said. I think we're doing something good when someone covers our song, and you go, "Nah, man, it's not like that. I just think it's sick."
That's exactly what he. What, your way's better than mine.
Oh, what's?
Sorry. Thanks, man. It's all right. Sorry about it. It's
all right. If you made it this far, we're releasing a single this month.
Oh. Yeah, we are.
We are Spotify.
It's called Champagne.
It is called Champagne.
Matt wrote it.
It's not what
Matt wrote it. It's so good.
It's so good.
I love it.
It's we wrote it 4 years ago,
and we play it live in all of our
shows.
Setages.
We kind of do.
Sets.
It's an old song.
No, we do.
It's a very old.
We
song.
Don't.
It's so good, Matt.
We don't play it.
Yeah. No, we do.
We play a different version of it.
Yeah. Oh, we play the fucking.
But
we
anyways,
play the same song.
Yeah, anyways,
it's way different.
It's you guys haven't heard the song yet, but you will in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
Couple of weeks. We know it's not what you asking for, but that is coming.
I feel like there's something in not giving this. The people what they want.
I know, it's all right.
Because it's not buying into the hype, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
No,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And if there's a band that's going to fucking tickle the old nuts
we
like
always,
a bit,
the thing is, we always...
It's like, yeah, oh God, these cunts never put the music I want on Spotify, and then when they do put something on Spotify, I don't fucking want that.
We always talk about giving the people what they want, and we're doing exactly the opposite of that. We're not giving you guys what you want.
Yeah,
we're
going to give the people what we want. Yeah.
We're not going to give it to you. No, you are going
to
get it.
We're going to give it to him. We're going to give it to him. But this song is going to come out. It's called Champagne. And literally, when you hear it, you're going to fucking just get on your... You're going to get on the bed, and you're just going to be fucking doing these ones.
Well, we hope so.
I don't know if you could say that. You're going to be doing these ones. It's fucking gross. It's.
We're going to do like a live thingy on the night.
A
premiere.
Premiere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oi, what date? Do we have a date?
No, we won't say the date yet. No. We're gonna do it officially. The next week we're gonna make
on Spotify.
We're gonna be making a couple of posts this week about it, so you guys will hear all about it if you follow us on Insta. But if you guys are watching this, you guys already know what the fuck's going on.
Fuck, I think we sold out Village Green. I'm gonna say we sold it out at the moment anyway.
Yeah, Village Green will be sold out. Anyone that watches the Just For Us, you've all got insider knowledge because excuse me. You've all got insider knowledge, and you're the ones that just
like that's
have
it.
Insider knowledge.
I feel like I've already spoken about this single being released in like the last podcast, or like two podcasts ago. But I don't know. I can't remember. But if you guys have listened to it, you guys know heaps more shit than anyone else that doesn't listen to this podcast. So,
yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I don't know what that gets you anywhere in life, but you should feel good about it.
Oh yeah, and can I just mention? We've tried to launch a Patreon.
I think we're going to can it.
And all of us think it's an absolute fucking wank. Just putting it out there, you might have seen the... Where would they have seen... if I was watching our podcast, where would I have seen our Patreon?
In the link in the description.
I think the podcast where I greened out, we mentioned it, but I can't remember. And I think we put the link in there. But I don't think anyone has done anything with it. So that's why we haven't, like...
Yeah, what a wanker.
We haven't done it.
Yeah, no, we haven't done jack shit for Patreon.
So if anyone actually does have the Patreon, you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
James is going to fucking kill us.
Yeah, James is going to kill us, but honestly...
Mr. Manager.
I think, like, yeah, the Patreon thing would be sick, but...
It's not ready. We're
we
got to
keep on.
It.
We got to get on top of that. Like, we can't be doing podcasts. Too yeah.
I could just picture out. Like, oh, you, oh, what a wank. These guys are going for a Patreon. I think we're thinking the same fucking thing.
No, unless, it's not that. Unless it's just we, the there's not. We don't have enough. Because like, it's the right thing to do at this stage is to put it on there if you're going to put content on there. But I don't think we want the workload. We don't want to put the. We've got too much other important shit to focus on right now, rather than trying to. Do the Patreon thing.
Yeah.
That's all. There's unless nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, unless we're putting our nudes on there, then it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the new age of fucking media and how you get entertainment. People don't pay for, you know, subscriptions. They just watch YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a Patreon user. I subscribe to people on Patreon. Right. So.
But yeah, like, I mean, the idea is all there. And look,
I don't know. I don't know. I just.
Fuck the Patreon.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Fuck our Patreon. Don't fucking sign up to our Patreon. You're don't fucking blowing your money. Yeah. And we don't want to have to fucking do any more work.
Yeah.
Sorry, just James. I know you're watching this.
Give us a couple years.
Now,
then it'll be worth it.
A couple years. Give us some more time so we can build up content.
And wait till we have an editor. This is not a job opportunity, but I would like an editor. Yeah. But I'm not...
Job opportunity.
We're not hiring one now.
You just gave someone a job interview.
Yeah.
A job opportunity.
Editor, all right, assistant.
Okay, hey, let's put something out there. If you can find another band out there that says don't fucking sign up to our Patreon, we'll send you a 6-pack of VBs, a free shirt and hoodie of whatever size you're after.
We won't. But,
we won't do that.
No, we will.
Definitely not.
We won't. I will.
Can you even send beers through mail?
I don't think you can. I'll personally deliver them. If you're in Tassie, I'll swim there with a 6-pack of VB.
There's a boat.
Okay. Can't guarantee I wouldn't have drank them by the time I got there.
It's the spirit of Tassie. For
but hey, if you can... Honestly, let's set a challenge. Find another band that says, don't sign up to our fucking Patreon.
I don't think any other band has a Patreon. Because it's more of a podcast thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we had this interview. We've already covered this.
No, we didn't.
We've had this interview with this bloke, Scott, today in Ohio, Japan. It's not Japan.
What?
It's not Japan.
Japan.
I said this earlier and you guys totally miss it.
You didn't say that.
Japan.
Anyway, his
Japan.
His name was Scott and he's from Ohio,
Japan.
Ohio.
For some reason, this fuckwit thinks Ohio is in Japan.
Oh, it just sounds like... Fucking
like Osaka, you're trying to think of a slang.
I don't think so. Yeah, Ohio, Tokyo.
Ohio, gozaimasu.
Ohio, gozaimasu.
Oh my god, that
you
is
can't,
so racist.
You can't do that.
That's not.
That's not allowed.
Anyway,
you're not allowed to say that.
Do we have to cut it out?
No, yeah. It's definitely in. We're not staying in for sure.
Anyway, we had an interview with this bloke Scott today. He was from Ohio,
gozaimasu.
America. Oh. Wait, what's the state?
Ohio.
That's the state. Sorry. He was a grouse bloke. And he had a beard and he was really cool.
Yeah, we did an interview. For Post Trash.
Post Trash. What are they? Is it like a...
Oh, it's Post Trash.
Yeah, it's like a music blog thing.
Is it like a... Yeah.
I don't know how that stuff even works anymore, to be honest.
Well, it's like...
I don't
know. Anymore. Like we're only just getting started, Matt.
What are you talking? I'm talking about that whole scene.
He said, "I don't know how this stuff works anymore." That's the first interview we've done.
No, I mean interviews in general.
Oh,
like how do they still make? How's it still actually a
yeah, business because well
model.
I mean, like,
do you read any?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what I fucking mean.
Well, you know what, like. You know,
look, people do read that. That's why they have those out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
So it's, no, I don't read them.
Does your mum read them?
Ours. No, your mum doesn't read them.
Does your sister read them?
People do.
Does your auntie read them?
Probably. But
does your cunt cousin?
Does your cunt?
What's your point?
No, it was my point.
No, it was Matt's point, yeah.
that people don't read them?
Yeah, I was just saying, I can't believe that's still a thing.
Yeah, but you don't live in Japan.
But yeah, maybe it's huge. It's huge in Ohio, Japan.
No, I think these things are great. These blogs or whatever. We were on one of them and we put "Here We Go Again" out, which was "Life Without Andy."
That's what I was thinking of.
"Life Without Andy." We put out that premiered our music video, and I feel like that's what this guy's gonna do, Scott from Ohio, Japan, and premiere our next single, "Champagne."
Yeah, well, that's sick. Anyway, nonetheless, it was Grouse talking to him, and it was our first interview. We're all really nervous.
We weren't. James was like, you guys were nervous at the start. I'm like, I'm not fucking nervous.
We're not fucking nervous.
Yeah. We're just sussing him out.
Yeah. But it didn't take long before he goes, oh my God, I fucking love you guys.
Yeah.
And it turns out, let's stop talking. He was an absolute fan.
Yeah.
But it was Grouse. He loved it. Anyone wants to interview us apart from seeing us on these guys on Just For Us?
We interview ourselves. That's what I think I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, I think we do interview ourselves here.
That's what the podcast is. This is why it's good, kind of business, not a business model. Well, I guess kind of a business model. Like, we do this ourselves because if you want traction to come to your band, like, you just do it yourselves. So you give the people what they want, the people that read the interviews, watch the articles, read blogs. You give it to them and direct more traffic directly.
Like, these interviews are people that watch that want to get to know the band, but these podcasts are what you really want to watch to get to know the band. Yeah. And these podcasts are, like, terrible.
Imagine episode 100. Maybe we've got an album or two out by then.
Yeah, episode 100. Who knows what we're going to be talking about then. Yeah. Dude, that's going to be so crazy.
I know. This
so
is why it's one of the funnest things is seeing, like...
You know what, by that time...
Something progress over time.
By that time, we probably won't even know what a Monday is. Do you know what I mean?
I hope so.
Because we could be rocking and rolling.
Well, think about it. Episode 100 will be...
And shagging
a storm. No, episode 100 will be like 2 years from now on, because there's 52 weeks in a year. And we do this every week, one Monday.
Yeah.
So episode 100 will become the end of next year. So it'll be like this time.
Yeah.
It'll be nuts.
No
what
shit.
What is going on with the hair thing right now?
Oh, I kind of like it.
I know, it's great.
Well, you're missing out.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just gonna
A bit caressing. Episode 200, stay tuned.
And what are we on? 13. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We'll see you in 77 weeks, man.
70, no.
Yeah, man.
87.
I'm a fucking mathematician.
Mathematics. So 87 weeks.
If two mind readers read each other's mind, whose mind are they reading?
Paradox.
But I'm padding Ed's mind. So you can't do anything about it.
What's on for this week, boys? Prac tomorrow.
And then I work for the rest of the week. And then we got the gig on Saturday at the Pelly Bar. Frankston.
Wait, how are we getting to Frankston? Man, why are we to Frankston?
I'll probably... no shit. Because we need a driver. Because James isn't coming.
No, James isn't here.
Yeah, so we need a driver.
James, our manager, lives in Adelaide.
Radelaide.
That motherfucker's in lockdown. Yeah. And we got to get our asses from Mount Waverley to Frankston. How are we going to do that?
Take a train.
With all the gear.
That's what they did back in the day.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
I hate taking the train.
I would never
Come
do
on,
that.
Please, let's get the train.
But you guys should do that.
Fuck no. Actually, that'll be pretty dope.
That would be so fucking embarrassing.
Fuck yeah.
Every time I see a fucking guy with a guitar on a train, I'm like...
You know what? We could post on our story and go, hey, train session's on the way to Pelly Bar.
We can literally get someone who's gone on the gig to give us a ride.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but that'd be...
Really?
That'd be boring
Actually,
as fuck.
They would.
Yeah, but...
Actually, yeah, I would.
Fucking band on God of Hand.
Wait, who wants to drive us to Frankston?
Yeah, honestly, on the night of the Pelly Bar.
Yeah.
What's the date?
The 10th.
It's a Saturday.
Maybe she can.
It's a Saturday.
Who can? Oh, shit.
Ash.
No, she can't. She's working. She can't do that.
Batch.
Ash, it's Andy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Ash, our bass
player. We're just in the middle of a potty. I've got Ed's doodle down my throat pretty hardcore at the moment.
Oh, yeah, his, suck it harder.
His fingers in my ear is as well.
Yeah.
You feel like you start with
that. Absolutely ears. Love it. I'm going to do a handstand and do something crazy right now while we're both naked. Do you reckon we... I was going to say, can we call you back later? But what are you after, hon?
What are you after,
hon?
What are you after? What do you... I don't know what she wants.
Can you help build a bed tomorrow?
Can I what?
Help build a bed tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely do that.
We'll
be
a Build-A-Bear and chatty tomorrow, yeah.
No,
Yeah. Ed can build a bear with you tomorrow.
I'll build a bear for you.
Hey, can we call you back in a little bit later?
Come build a bear.
Oh, sweet ass. Catch you later. Bye.
She hung up.
Thanks, Andy.
No dramas.
That's fine.
Build a bear, Chadston.
Build a bear tomorrow. Chadston. Sweet. Sick.
We don't live near Chadston.
Yeah, we do.
We live right near Chadston.
I know. I feel like everyone knows where we live. It's been fucked. We live in Ohio, Japan.
Ohio, Japan.
All right.
I won't go back.
No.
To the end of the road. And I can't let go. It's unnatural.
Natural.
You belong to me.
Belong to
I
me.
Belong to you.
Just for us.
How can I
episode 13.
That should be our intro, outro music for this episode.
We should do that. Yeah. Outro music. Yeah, sick. Are we done? Thanks, guys.
We're not done.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having us. Oh, we're Resident Eddie, and this is just for us. And I'll shake you later.
See you, Frankston.
Spread your butt cheeks and get wet for Frankston and Village Green and Cherry Bar and Tour. Forum Theatre.
Cherry Bar sold out. Forum sold out.
And Uni Bar in Adelaide. Delta Rigs. We're gonna tour with the Delta Rigs.
Shut up. Done.
Oh, fuck.
Begging on the please. Many chops and we are rats chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull, dog. I'm begging on the please.
So